Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Science Faction, the only show where a scientist, a comedian, and a comedian scientist come together to discuss science comedically.
Hello, and welcome to Science Faction's Patreon, episode 56, 2021 in recap.
We are recording this as the ball is dropping. Five, four, all right, it happened. Happy New Year, Bobby. Let's get on to these news stories.
Oh, boy. So for those of you guys hearing this initially, it'll be on our Patreon. This will be our new recap for 2021. It's a little bit different than our usual annual recap. And for those of you guys who are hearing this on the main feed, you are hearing it a week late. If you want to get it a week earlier, go ahead and check out Robert Timothy on Patreon to get all of those Patreon episodes. Also, we're going to release a few of our 2021 Patreon episodes over the course of the next few weeks, so you get a hint of what you're missing. So jump on over there where you'll get another episode of Science Faction every single week.
That is right. When you're hearing this and you're not a Patreon, yeah, that's right. This episode was kept hostage from you for 1 week. And if you feel victimized by Bobby's lording this episode over you, then please join the fight against ignorance and become a Patreon. That'll show Bobby. He'll learn to not lord things over us, and we'll take back the power from the inside.
Oh, we got a bit today about how to show Bobby. All right, so we're going to look back at our year in science through some of our favorite science stories of the year, which we usually do a version of this at the end of every year, but this time I want to do it a little bit differently. The first thing I wanted to look at was the top science news stories of the year as reported by other science news sites. I wanted to see what they thought were the top news stories of the year and somewhat judge them. So we'll talk about Science News, where I get a lot of science news from. Some of their big stories of the year, a lot of the advancements in fusion. Damien and I covered some of those. Some of that has to do with sustained fusion reaction and maintaining the magnetic fields to hold in the plasma. Really interesting stuff going on with fusion. Unfortunately, until we get to a point where we really are coming close to fusion reactors, then it's all 5 years out. You know, it's been 5 years out for 30 years. I think it is coming up pretty close, but I don't have the expertise to be able to say that with any level of certainty that, you know, in the next couple years, we will have something that is real with fusion.
We'll get Dr. Troy on the episode as soon as we can.
Yeah. Well, their other one, which was that pig kidney transplant. Now, that was fucking cool. If you guys remember that, they basically genetically engineered a pig to not express that alpha-gal protein that we've talked about that, you know, humans don't have, but all other mammals have. And basically, you know, we can end up having problems with it. So they genetically engineered a pig not to have that. And then they transplanted into a person. But they knew they would have to do it into somebody who they wanted to monitor, but then take it out. And so it was unethical to do it for someone who actually needed a transplant. So they did it to a woman who had donated her body to science, but her organs couldn't actually be used. So they used it for this experiment and they hooked it up to her leg. They hooked up a kidney to her leg and it worked. I mean, listen, all of the fucking pig kidney and the donor body, all that is sensationalism. But the fact of the matter is it fucking worked. And we have 70,000 plus people on the kidney transplant list who are going to die on that goddamn list because we don't have enough kidneys for them. And if we could start growing them in pigs, then fucking suey, I will start a pig farm. That is amazing. That is like tens of thousands of innocent lives saved.
At the cost of a pig holocaust?
I mean, we do that already. We literally do kill all those pigs just for food. And for weird rich guy sex games.
I don't necessarily kill the pig. Sometimes I marry it. I'm just kidding, Bobby. I can't play rich guy sex games. Like, I can marry 20 pigs. Like, I can support 20 pigs.
Oh, dear. They also mentioned something we talked about just recently, the potential new malaria vaccine, which is a huge story. I agree with them. That's a game changer if it ends up becoming effective. Absolutely would save humanity from something that we estimate to have killed more people than like war and famine combined, which is malaria.
He's the fifth and most badass horseman of the apocalypse. He actually flies a giant mosquito.
They also mentioned the early American sites discovered this year, at least one of which makes my list as well as the oldest animal fossils. Nova, on the other hand, talks about those Brood X cicadas. Damien, do you remember that early in the year when we were talking about Brood X, how that big, like it was an overlap of two different groups of cicadas that would both come out on this one year? It's like when like the Olympics overlaps with like the Arby's special meat sauce games and the same athletes have to choose which one they're going to go to.
Kudos to you for improving that event. Offhand.
Oh, yeah. Because improving.
Ving Rhames officiates. I remember the story, but I don't remember anything interesting about it. I remember cicadas and making X-Men references.
Yeah, basically, it's like this one group of cicadas comes out every 16 years. Another group comes out every 5 years. This was like an overlap. And so this was going to be a gigantic, huge explosion of cicadas, which it was. And it was
good luck recording a podcast in any town where that cicada explosion's happening.
And there, another one that Nova had was the James Webb Space Telescope, which of course we just covered a few weeks ago, and is also a gigantic story. The only thing I would caveat that with is it's really more of a ceremonial story at this point. Hey, we put it up into space. The actual science part begins in 2022. So I think James Webb is going to be, you know, the big science news story of 2022. It's really more of a, it's a big story, so to speak, but we're not actually getting any scientific data out of it yet. So it's really more of a cool that we can right now.
Meanwhile, the engineers and physicists who got it into space, like, well, fuck you too, Bobby.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. What I suppose, you know, what we did was nothing. You're right. No science at all, you piece of shit.
Sounds like somebody lost at the Arby meat sauce games.
NASA's never fielded a good team at the Arby meat sauce games.
No, not at all. Yes, there was the horsey sauce incident of 94 that really put them down for a long time.
Like, one time somebody from the JPL laboratory came in with a Dr. Octopus costume to help, like, shovel meats in his mouth. I don't know, but he ended up killing him pretty quick.
The Smithsonian's lists include COVID vaccine denial, which I hadn't thought of as, like, a science story. But if you think about it, it really is. And what a science story. I mean, it really is. If you think of science denialism and pseudoscience, probably the biggest instance of science denialism and pseudoscience, especially in the direct face of consequences that we've ever really had. I mean, this is a gigantic mass scale delusion that is held by literally millions, tens of millions of people and dramatically affects our society. I mean, that really is a story of psychology and public health and epidemiology and a bunch of stuff.
I'm interested to see how it will be looked back upon, because like there's a ton of kids now who are much better informed than a lot of the people making these decisions. They're going to grow up and be like, can you believe we had to like sit there and say the emperor had no clothes? We were kids. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I mean, but, you know, that's how progress is made, I guess.
You mean when boomers die? Yes.
Well, you grow up and you realize like, oh man, that generation had that shit wrong.
Yeah. Like I realized I didn't have to go to church. That was a choice. Like, they don't have to. Like the police don't arrest them, my parents, if they don't go to... Why the hell is anybody going? And our generation made that decision.
Meanwhile, there's, like, a priest who's like, we didn't have to have Damien in church?
Too eager to molest that one.
I went into the office supply closet to go get something, and he was laid out like Rose from Titanic.
Wine on his breath. But he was like peeking up at me.
Draw me like your French girl's father.
God, hey, listen. Your eagerness is what's ruining this right now.
Despite the stereotypes you may hear, those French women tend to shave more than you, sir. Please get out of my office.
Damien's volunteering at church a lot lately. And he comes back upset and frustrated every time.
Another Smithsonian story of 2021 was Dragon Man, which was that fossil found in China. I have that on my list as well. I think that's amazing. That will almost certainly end up becoming a known Denisovan. The Guardian has COP26, which were the climate agreements, which Damien and I didn't even cover. I'm going to go ahead and say not the top science story of 2021.
Yeah, the fact that the big story, I think I was listening to an in-depth thing, and like this was the first year the fossil fuel industries allowed the nations of the world to use the term climate change. That was a big one. Like,
it's so weird how we do that too. It'd be like, actually, sorry, prosecutors, criminals decided you're no longer allowed to use the word criminal. Like what are you talking about?
I don't know if you guys have ever watched the show Veep. It's probably the most accurate show about like how American politics happens behind, but it's like a really funny, very well written show on HBO. I recommend checking everybody out. But there's this guy who plays like the oil lobbyist, and like he's the guy who just walks up and like puts his nuts on the president's desk. It's like, oh, really? Fuck you. Like, he represents like somebody who's untouchable.
Oh, dear. Now let's go on to my picks for the science top science news stories of 2021. I'm going to start off with my special mentions. So these ones didn't quite make the list, but they might as well have. They're up there. One we just covered a few weeks ago, which was the use of a certain wavelength of red light to help the mitochondria in the eyes of aging people that can improve the vision of people over 40 when you just look at this red light for 3 minutes a week in the morning time.
Yes, and I remembered it sticking around for quite a bit.
Yeah, it lasts for about a week. Yeah, the effects.
So, like, you're like Superman. You charge up the sun's red light.
Yeah.
At that very specific wavelength.
Yep. Another article that came out early in the year. This was one of our first shows in January. I still think it's one of the most interesting science discoveries of the year, when we found out dire wolves were not actually wolves. And in fact, they were more closely related to like jackals and groups like the maned wolf, also not a wolf from South America, but not wolves at all. Really, really interesting because their morphology is so wolf-like. Very cool thing to learn.
Well, a cool story. I don't know. Does that belong up there with on the top 10, Bobby?
And that's like I said, got special mention. Another one we covered somewhat recently, a few months ago, a link between pupil size or pupil dilation and intelligence. The idea being that like pupil dilation shows interest and intelligence is kind of an interest in a lot of things. And in general, you know, the more dilated you find someone's pupils, and it tends to correlate with their IQ.
That's why I take performance enhancing pupil dilation drugs before job interviews.
You mean psychedelics?
Yes. Did you just drip LSD into your eye, sir? Oh, man. The dragon is making a lot of sense. The dragon man.
And my last special mention science news story of 2021 was Damien learning that pee is stored in the balls.
Oh, my God. Bobby, that is also canonically. Yes, Bobby, that is. Bobby has canonically said on more than one episode. Are they only on Patreons? Can everybody hear this?
I think everybody who has access to a science textbook knows about it. Yeah,
that's right. Bobby has informed us all that in the science faction verse, uh-huh, pee is stored in the balls. You know, you would think getting hit in the balls would hurt less if there was a sack of urine cushioning.
No, because urine also tragically enough hurts your balls. So when you kick it, you just swirl it around in there, and more urine touches more sides.
Is it like how an explosion underwater isn't as big, but it does more damage in a smaller area?
No, it's nothing like that.
So if I drop depth charges into my urine-filled scrotum,
yeah,
as opposed to without.
Now you're being ridiculous. All right, so let's go on to my actual top picks for the top science news stories of 2021. Number one, the coverage we did of COVID, obviously COVID is a huge topic, but not only in terms of brain damage, but long COVID. Two things I think were greatly underreported in the mainstream media, just how bad COVID is in terms of a lot of people aren't just getting right over it. One third of people still have symptoms 4 months out. Brain fog can last 6 to 9 months out quite often, and we're seeing significant gray matter loss attributable to what we would see in somebody who has aged 20 years. In these COVID victims, even some of which who have mild cases.
I actually have a highlight I didn't tell you about, but I'm going to spring it on you now.
Okay.
From the show. About a year into COVID, after things were kind of returning to normal, you know, the big spikes were done a year after, we were making our predictions, and I was saying how I predicted that by the time this was done, we'd be at 1 million deaths, and I think we were at closer to 500,000 at that time. And you were like, no, that's way overshooting it. Well, Bobby, looks like I know America better than you do.
You are right. I do. I think I might remember this. I might remember the conversation we're talking about. And it was like as vaccines were making their way out, like coming out. And like it was when there were still lines to get vaccine because there were still like sane people who hadn't gotten them yet. And people were lining up and you were like, this is it. I can see the end. We got the vaccines. We're all getting them. This is fantastic. This will be over soon. And like I don't know, nobody. I certainly had not predicted the anti-vax backlash that was about to come.
Bobby, you for some reason discount how angry and dumb so many Americans are and politically divided.
And how often those two go together.
Yes. You will wait until the Civil War comes to your door to acknowledge it, Bobby.
That was a story, obviously one that we covered just a few weeks ago, the idea of a universal flu vaccine and how we're getting closer and closer to that with mRNA vaccines. I think that is going to be a huge science news story because I think this is a reality we're going to see soon. And we're going to look back to 2021 as the time where that was made possible.
Yes, I think that's going to be the, like, as mRNA vaccines start curing, you know, cancers maybe, but certainly herpes, you know, HIV, diseases that affect people's lives. I think it's going to be like how early on, you know, OJ was let off because people didn't understand that DNA was a fucking slam dunk in the evidence department. I think people are going to look back at like all the anti-vaxxers now, like the OJ jury. Like, you didn't understand something that made our lives better.
One we covered just a few weeks ago, which I still think is a huge deal, is the cancer replication crisis, or the ability to replicate a lot of cancer results. That is staggering, as all the replication crises in science are, and very, very interesting to me, and something I hope that we can work out and get better at in terms of science and replicability.
Yeah, that was some sad science news. That was some bad science news.
I already mentioned it before, but the Dragon Man discovery, which I believe very strongly to be an example of a Denisovan, the first, you know, like full skull we have of a Denisovan, and that whole story about it, you know, being put in a well because of Japanese soldiers and then kept there for 90 years and somebody going back and get just all of that. So it was a very, very cool story. Very cool, in my opinion, from paleoanthropology, because I think it is the example of the first example we have of a skull of a Denisovan, and very, very neat. But I'm now on to my top two science news stories of 2021. One of them is probably really easy to pick out, which is the oldest footprints in the Americas, which was an amazing story that pushed back the oldest known archaeological site in the Americas back to, you know, 21 to 23,000 years ago. This is awesome. It is indisputable because it's footprints. It's not bullshit stuff. And it pushes back the oldest site, which we then had confirmed site at Buttermilk Creek in Austin, Texas at like 16.8. And we're now in the, you know, 21 to 23,000 range. This is absolutely groundbreaking. It is amazing. It is the biggest jump we've had in the oldest known North American site in, I don't know, 50, 60 years. It pushes back our understanding of the occupation and what was around at the time. Just everything about this is an amazing story. I'm so happy to have been around to be able to read it and report on it.
I'd like to appeal to whatever governing board put an archaeology article as number two. We were talking about curing AIDS with mRNA vaccines. That is hard mainline science that'll get you high. This you've brought me an archaeology article with that's like has seeds in it.
How dare you? And how dare you? But Damien, can you guess what my number one science news article is of 2021?
Damien finally getting a perfect in I Call BS.
Oh, I would love to.
Which has happened more than once this year,
If I could retcon this year, I would make that the story every year, Damien, because I like to support you. But yeah, yet to have happened.
You retconned the way bladders work, Bobby.
Those of you guys who don't know, because you're on our main feed, you won't know that despite playing this game for what I believe is now 17 years, every single week, Damien has yet to win a single game, and he keeps playing. So that's one reason to check in to I Call BS, our weekly Patreon.
Yeah, yes, please get our there. You if you become a patron, you get an extra episode every week where I play the role of Sisyphus on a podcast.
So, Damien, can you guess my last science news story of 2021? I'll give you a hint. Nobody mentioned it as the top story of 21. Not Science News, not Nova, not Smithsonian, not The Guardian, not Nature, not Discover, not Science. But nobody had it in their list, and I think it was the most important science article of 2021. In fact, I never even saw it really reported anywhere. And I think it was the most important story of 2021.
Huh. There's no way in hell. As far as I know, nothing happened to the Saiga this year.
True.
There have been no more documentaries about dolphins having sex with people. Those are big winners from the past. No, I give up, Bobby. What is it?
The discovery that adding a small, small amount, like I think it was a few tablespoons of ground up seaweed into the food of cows reduced their methane emissions by 90 some odd percent. Again, cows, one of the biggest source of methane emissions, methane being 26 times as potent as greenhouse gas as CO2, they're one of the biggest emitters of methane. And we have to take this thing, which is, by the way, free. We cut up seaweed and we have nothing to do with it because there's no other real uses for it. We can take this thing that is essentially a free resource, use a tiny amount amount of it and basically get rid of the climate change problem, at least a section of it, that is caused by cows. And nobody fucking talked about it, Damien. I ranted and raved and talked about how amazing and special and important and how this article needs this fucking Pedro Pascal's agent to get some goddamn notoriety because nobody seems to be talking about this. And yet we talked about other things that were total bullshit stories that were for some reason on the fucking front page of every science news outlet.
Yeah, I think a big part of it was because I went on a big rant about nationalizing the oil companies afterwards. Mm. And, you know, you can't fight big oil.
I still do not understand why that is not a bigger story. I hope all of our listeners tell all of their friends about it. That is such a big deal. And it has the potential to revolutionize a thing that is destroying us, such as climate change right now. And we can eliminate a huge source of it by doing what is essentially free and almost no work.
By the way, I do remember this, and this is a huge story. You're right. This is a deserving, unlike an archaeology article, this deserves to be in the top three, even number one.
Especially because it's not like when we figured out catalytic converters and we're like, hey, we can cut down in smog, but it takes a ton of platinum. And you're like, well, that's going to be expensive. It's like, this is something that's fucking free.
I've actually watched other videos recently about climate change and CO2, and they don't even mention it either. These were new videos made after the source article that you've talked about came out. So congratulations on being the guy breaking the scientific news. But you know what's crazy? Like, this is the number one science story. You are a verified scientist. This is real science.
Yes.
But because nobody else has heard of it, I have twice brought this up in conversation, and it just looks like, who's this guy with arm tattoo? Who's not a scientist, who's wearing a fucking Elvira shirt with their titties hanging out, telling me about, I feel like a guy telling somebody about the end of the world.
Yeah, you're just ranting and raving.
No, just a little bit of seaweed. I'm telling you.
Somebody pointed out how excited I got on that show when we originally did it about how nobody else was reporting on it. And they're like, I don't know, you kind of seem unhinged. And I have a feeling that's how you have come off to every single person you have talked about it to.
I come off like that about everything, about COVID.
True.
By the way, I have like on like COVID, I'm on 2 years about doing my fucking I've been right about everything dance. And by the way, it's not like, you want to know my secret to being able to do the I was right about fucking everything dance? Was listening to people like Bobby who know what the fuck they're talking about.
Oh, dear. Now, let's go on to what I really like, which is what I think is our best shows. So not necessarily the greatest science stories, but for whatever reason, the shows that I thought we did specifically well on. Damien, is there anyone that you want to call out?
Fuck. You know, I have become such a fan of any time Alex Jones, like our Patreon shout outs.
It's true.
Come on. We need more Patreons. That's my favorite part of the show, is getting to talk with Alex Jones or Copernicus.
Yeah, we did a story a few weeks back that mentioned the country of Chile, and I was expecting Alex to show up at any moment.
He forgot. That's how good the country of Chile, of their socialized Chile, was.
All right, well, Damien, I'll go through a few of mine. Maybe we'll see if you remember these. I like this one because this is a category of shows I like because I call it prophetic. You can go all the way back to 536. This is at the very beginning of this year. This is in January, and it's one of my Corona updates. And this is why I consider this one prophetic. The topic of this one back in January was, should we treat immunocompromised people or let them die? Because by treating immunocompromised people who have COVID, we are allowing strains to mutate that might come back and haunt us, which is exactly what happened with Omicron, which was at least what we believe, essentially became from a single immunocompromised person who survived with COVID for like a year.
Yes, Bobby. I was watching the news and they said Omicron likely came from somebody who was immunocompromised. I was like, God damn it. Bobby is doing his I'm fucking right about everything dance right now.
Like an asshole. We had Paige Wesley from Cult Podcast on. That was great. In terms of
I summoned the amazing Randy.
Oh, that's true.
Which was hot.
Yes. In terms of creative shows, if you go back to 534, we did The Year of Arnoid, which is a great episode.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
And that was Ask Bobby an Ungoogleable Question, and we talked about timescales. So basically like BC, AD, like the calendar years, or what we use more often here, and what we could use as different timescales. Like when would you put year zero if you could look back in history and start it? You know, maybe this whole like Christian focused thing wouldn't be where we'd put zero. We'd put it someplace else. I really enjoyed that one. And I also also liked 593, which is one we just did, which was Run Them Out about Greenpeace, which I also really enjoyed. I my second science faction Greenpeace rant.
Because that just has a good message. I mean, yeah. Like, fuck you, Greenpeace. Yeah. Get the fuck out of this parking lot.
In terms of the shows that had new discoveries that I really liked, 569 was great because that was one of those where I discovered something as I was researching that show. And it wasn't like I discover something every time I research a show, but this was like, wait, what? And 569 was Why Women Live Longer Than Men and What the Fuck Russia? Because it was about the sexual differences in human populations and why they exist and why we have more women than men and why they live longer. But then this weird outlier of Russia where it's like their thing is super skewed and it turns out that like they have way less men than they should and way less men than women. And it's just because they live in such a fucked up, violent, free-for-all of a country where, like, you're going to die from being stabbed in the eye or vodka overdose, but, like, you're not going to make it to 35.
You know, which country is really free, Bobby?
Yeah.
The nation that coddles its people or the nation where you're free to die by axe attack?
Yeah, that's true. Also, Science Faction 555, which is still to this day one of my favorite ones because we got to solve two of the biggest scientific mysteries at that time, one of which we had broken when it came out in 2015, which was the Australasian DNA in ancient South Americans, and that resolved that issue and showed where it came from. It solved something that was a scientific mystery that I literally probably thought about at least once a day.
Bobby, I don't know how much science was actually in this episode, but I do remember it being one of our funniest of the year. Science Faction 557, The Night Sucker.
Yes, actually, 557 is on my list, by the way. The other big mystery on 555 was the EM drive, which was also kind of put to bed in that particular episode. Yes, then 557, The Night Sucker. So this starts my list of ones that I like because they're funny. So we have 557, The Night Sucker, great episode.
We spin gold and then forget it like 5 seconds later.
Oh, you want to hear about gold that we spun and then forgot it, Damien? How about this one? 581, Italian Stereotype and the Actors That Love Them, featuring Joe Montana.
There were a lot of outtakes that didn't make it. I'm surprised. We went for a bit on Joe Montana.
Remember when we discovered, it's like when you look back and you remember when you first fall in love. Remember when we first fell in love with Italian stereotypes?
It's never going to get old.
Unlike a bitter Italian mother, it'll never get old.
And I don't think it'll ever go out of fashion.
No.
I don't want to live in an America.
I don't either.
Where this hate goes out of fashion.
If somebody stole Italian stereotypes from me, I would know how like Strom Thurmond felt when they make him stop using the N-word. I'd be like, no, this is part of my culture.
You become a successful, hateful senator because of it.
All I'm saying is Italians shouldn't be allowed to live in the same houses.
You speak with the proximity of an Italian.
Then we have 584, You're Being Lied To by Weird Tooth Guys. I like that one because that's the opposite of the cow and seaweed story. That's one where there is this article that was all over science news sites, and it was total bullshit. It was nonsensical. I couldn't figure out the reasoning for it. Like I said, that one did have Pedro Pascal's agent because that article was everywhere for no fucking reason. Then there's 573, which was We Should Talk to Dumb People. And that one I like because it's funny, but also because it does echo a sentiment that I have, which is that you should talk to everybody. There's an idea in science communication that if you talk to conspiracy theorists, you're giving them a platform and you shouldn't do that. And you should just ignore them. And I don't think that is true. And anyway.
No, just keep calling them fucking dumb until they until they either acknowledge it or push themselves off an ideological cliff. You're just like, hey, you're dumb. I keep pushing them back.
But my all-time favorite episode, funny episode of the year, Damien, can you guess which one it is?
God, if it's not The Night Sucker, shit. Copernicus was on? Any of the Alex Jones episodes?
No, it is episode 579, The Pill That Makes You Get Stabbed. And there is where we discuss a Patreon of ours who left because we would not promote ivermectin. And I gave what everybody else described as an incredibly fair and not at all aggressive explanation of what happened and why we would not support it.
Go back and listen to that, everybody, because it's fucking fantastic. But my I was driving my niece to go work out. My 13-year-old niece, I've been taking her to the Y. We've been lifting some weights. And I was asking her some questions, and she was like, Damien, Uncle Damien, are you... Kids are saying this about school, about ivermectin and everything. I was like, you know what? You want to hear a scientist go off? Like, here's how you respond to that dumb motherfucker in your class. And I laid her... We were 15 minutes late to the workout, so she could listen to Bobby's rant.
And so she could take some stabbing classes.
And let me just say, she was very impressed with you. She was like, he's very smart and very funny. And I was like... You bitch, I am right here.
I am right here losing I Call BS every week.
I'm not a Patreon. I don't get those episodes. I'm not paying to watch my porn, to watch my slave porn.
Oh, thank you, audience, for coming back for this Patreon episode that is going to be released on our main feed, so you all get it. That covers the best of our 2021 in terms of science news stories, us being funny and interesting things we saw and did over the time. Thank you so much for joining us for 2021. I hope 2022 is much better. I hope we get out from underneath this COVID thing, but I'm not making any predictions because, as Damien pointed out, I am bad at that when it comes to how people act with pandemics.
You just have too much faith in Americans.
Yes.
You for some reason, you don't ignore, you see the people who save the world and not the people who currently are.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess that's true. But thank you guys for joining us, and hopefully we can help make more of those good people in 2022 with your help. Please tell everybody about us, rate us on iTunes, listen to us, tell a friend, and post us on your Facebook or Twitter or whatever the hell MySpace those kids are using. Thank you so much for joining us, and come on back next week for Science Faction 596.
And then my niece asked me, how come we hadn't had any iTunes comments in over a year? And I had to tell her I didn't know.
You've been listening to Science Faction. Wait, that's not right.